This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Tuesday, October 24th. While grain traders were busy on Monday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Corn was surging today. The futures rally were really ahead of the USDA crop progress report that's coming up. The yield numbers have not been here yet, and we're still looking for something to kind of give the market off the ground because it has been kind of low. But technically, the trend still is lower, so there is some vulnerability. So it seems that the market has kind of stalled out, as did the wheat market as well. Wheat did jump up, you know, it was big short covering that gave futures a big lift with the weather the way it has been and disrupting some of the fall planting for the winter wheat. So that's helping that market. And finally, all three are off the ground. We'll see what happens with this crop progress report. And we expect volatility to be on the forefront, certainly for the next week or so.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 10 and three quarters at 436 and a quarter. December corn was up 6 3/4 at 351. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day up 9, ranging from 530 to 540. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for October were up 10 3/4, ranging from 593.5 to 598.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for October were up 3 3/4, ranging from 745 to 750. Live cattle for October were down 15 cents at 111.27.5. October feeder cattle were up a nickel to 153.55, and October class 3 milk was up a penny at 1661. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.